Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up to the moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to talk with our Kansas dairy producers concerning monitoring the heat stress that their dairy cattle might be experiencing as we move into summertime. We've spent a lot of time here at K-State researching how to best cool cows and trying to help producers do a better job of keeping cows comfortable during the heat of the summer. Some of the things that I want to encourage producers to consider is respiration rates. If the respiration rate exceeds 60 breaths per minute, that's the threshold where cows start to experience heat stress. Observe your animals in the morning and see what respiration rates are, say, around 6 a.m. We should be well below 60 breaths per minute at that time. If we're not, that means that cows did not cool off adequately during the overnight hours. Some other times to take a look at respiration rates would be in the afternoon, say between 4 o'clock maybe to about 6 or 7 o'clock. As cows become more heat stress, respiration rates increase. Sometimes in severe cases, it's not unusual to see respiration rates that exceed 90 breaths per minute. So how do you help your cows? The best thing you can do is to put water on their back and allow that water to evaporate. The use of fans to evaporate water will help cool them quicker. It's very important to concentrate on cooling them in the afternoon hours, but it's also important to make sure that overnight we allow them opportunity to cool themselves sufficiently so that their respiration rates drop. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farmers to evaluate the heat stress in their dairy herds.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.